Timothy James Henson with you. The Careless Fairy have a great program for you. Let's just get the gay out of the way. Hey, you disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
I got a dick, yeah!
I suck a little dick. Not a little crack.
Yeah, I want to eat your ass for the night. I want to smoke and fuck you.
Finally, Tim Henson's going to get a date. She's a total skank.
I have HIV.
No one cares if you rape a hooker.
Hey, turn this fucking thing off!
Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $50 a month or $2,000 a year. You get full access to testicles, breasts, ass, clits, nipples, penises, mandatory use and age of more abortion humor, and the
Queen's Overrun virus.
It's fun to talk about oral sex, but I want to chat about something else. If you are in New York and you are Jewish, really, if you see a black man, call the cops.
And I'd like to help you with that. These damn fools! Get the hell off of
that
phone!
These damn
fools!
Oh my god!
Gargoyles! Sly dicks! Everything's ungodly! Dark savage!
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie!
Laugh and taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the dough! I want the dough!
Chicken tantrazini!
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God!
Yes! Hey, freaks! Yeah! Got so much energy today. I don't know why. Yes, I do. It's because I was up all night watching Animal Crush videos. Bitches with big high heels just impaling poor defenseless little woodland creatures. It just got me so amped up, I'm ready to go! No, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I do have a great program for you to end the week here. Kicking things off, Vince sent me an email with a new U-tard. Oh, this guy, I don't know his name, but he's obsessed with the N-word. I cannot say that word because I'm white. But if I was black, I would say that the word is nigger. It's just one more example of how the blacks have it so great. They got the goddamn White House, they got the nigger war, they got everything! Welfare, they got that locked up. I don't know. I'm racist. I'm just kidding, of course. But yeah, this guy is obsessed with the N-word, and here he is talking about it.
The word nigger is a derogatory term used against black people.
I wouldn't say derogatory.
Other definitions for it are oppressed and human. The word niggerized means despotized or victimized, to be turned into a nigger.
It's almost the same as niggerfy.
Coined by Cornel West, it means to weaken, subjugate, and oppress.
Niggerfy, niggerize.
The word niggerology refers to niggerology, the study of niggers. A beniniger is an innocuous instance of a hateful or harmful or difficult word put into an attempt to dilute the effects of the actual harmful word.
He's like the racist Merriam-Webster.
So a sissy fag is a beniniger for the word faggot.
I'm sitting right here!
The word supernigger is a generalized superlative, a positive comment about something, as in, that was supernigger. It comes from the root super, better, and
first used in the cinematic classic Gay Niggers from Outer Space.
Nigger as human. The word subnigger means something that sucks, something awful, something detestable. Sub as in worse, and nigger again as human. Subnigger.
You can really just put anything in front of nigger.
Is a maligniger. A maligniger is an instance of hate speech or fighting words. If I say, you're just a bitch, then I am using a misogynistic maligniger. If I say that you're just a worthless...
Nigger is such a versatile word, I never
nigger
knew.
Nigger that's not going to amount to anything.
Why can't we say that word?
That's a maligniger in the classic sense of the racist...
Black people, just give us that word! We gave you our white women. It's only fair. Tit for tat, right? All right, let's continue on here.
That's a maligniger in the classic sense of the racist N-word. Nigger as a verb means to improve things. Nigger as an adjective can just mean neutral, or it can mean...
An adjective like the word lumpy.
Incredibly oppressed.
Remember that when you're playing your Mad Libs. Like, you can use nigger as an adjective.
That man looked very...
His hair was nigger.
A nigger. Alternatively, niggerly... means incredibly oppressed in appearance.
So you don't want to say someone's hair is niggerly. You want to say his hair is nigger.
A homeless...
So you don't offend him.
...person can look niggerly, and this is not necessarily a maligniger.
This is blowing my
niggerly
mind!
Niggerly comes from the root of nigger as oppressed. Nigeritarians believe in nigeritarianism.
Isn't that a race of aliens or something?
Nigeritarians believe in nigeritarianism, which is advocacy for niggers.
They were riding on the back of a Hale-Bopp Comet, I believe, in the 90s.
Nigeritarians work towards decent living conditions for niggers.
Well.
Nigeritarianism is advocacy and love and caring about niggers.
Okay.
Niggerism is the belief that you can nigger words and symbols within the culture. So, it is not just the belief that nigger means to...
Is this guy making it up as he goes along, or is this real?
But also...
Is this real life?
That you could nigger something like a swastika.
You really niggered that up.
And if you were niggering it, you would know that it was niggered when a swastika
no longer
appeared offensive to the average person. Niggerometers count the niggers within specific publications. A niggerometer counting the...
You're alienating my listeners. I'm sorry. You're niggering my listeners. Is that the right usage of the word? I don't know.
Niggers within this video...
You're niggerlating.
...would come up with well over 2
Stop
dozen.
Niggerlating my audience.
A niggerometer studying Mark Twain has discovered 219 niggers within Huckleberry Finn.
So, okay, enough. Thank you very much. I should put a link to this guy's YouTube channel. Moving on, I only have one more clip that I want to share with you today, and it's from a cam whore. You know, this broad basically gets on camera, and anyone can watch for free, but she'll only do things if you tip her. I think there's a website like called cam4.com. I believe that's where she's webcasting from.
Should I go in the room?
She's in a hotel on her laptop, right? And she's walking down the corridor or the hallway, and she is going to basically break into someone's hotel room and I guess masturbate.
Should I go in the room and act like it's my room?
She's so annoying, though, is the thing. Like, I don't want to see her masturbate.
Mom?
Because I hate her voice.
Mom? Mom? Mom?
She's trying to see if anyone's in there, so she's pretending to be a girl asking for her mom.
No one here. Maybe it was just a fucking empty room. Maybe this is just a fucking empty room. Maybe this is just a fucking empty room.
She repeats everything like 20 times. It's so... I hate this woman. I don't... It makes her pussy seem even more disgusting.
This is fucking crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, when she's masturbating, I just want to punch fuck it and make her hurt.
What?
She'll scream.
I don't see it.
She'll say ouch, you know, 17 times.
Oh, just the bed's unmade. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do?
See what I mean?
What should I do?
You should shut the fuck up, pull your pants down, start finger blasting yourself, give these guys some entertainment, because God knows your voice isn't doing it.
I'll just say I think it was my room. I'll just say I think it was my room.
She's a real boner killer is what she is.
I'll just say I think it was my room. Fuck it, let's just do it.
Let's just do it, let's just do it. No, let's just do it, let's just do it! Let's just do it. I think she has some sort of tick.
No, let's just do it. Shut up. Shut up.
She's responding to people in her chat room, and I would make fun of her for that, but I kind of respond to people's voicemails all the time. Like we're having a real conversation.
No, let's just do it. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. Just fucking shut up.
What's going on? It is a little ridiculous because, you know, at least with the voicemails, you can hear what's going on. I don't know what the hell's going on in the chat room.
1,500 fucking people in here, 20 new tippers, or I'm getting out of here. Shut the fuck up. Just tip.
How sad is that? How pathetic. Begging people to pay you. By the way, sign up for the sideshow right now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. I need 20 new signups or I'm not getting naked. I'm not sticking my finger in my asshole unless I get 20 new tippers. Let's make this happen, people.
Let me wash hands. Let me wash my hands.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Where's the do not disturb sign?
Oh.
Where are they?
It's getting freaked out.
Is it lagging? It's not a...
Pointer?
Is it lagging?
He's doing it again! The Duke Nukem thing. I think she's fingering herself now. I hear some wetness.
Is it lagging? Okay.
Is it lagging? Is it lagging? There she goes.
I can't do this, guys. I can't do this. I can't do this.
She can't come, I guess,
I
is the problem. She's too freaked out. I mean, what a...
There's 2,000 people in the room.
There's 2,000 people watching you, waiting for you to come, and you can't do it?
Okay,
this is your job. No more tippers.
I need you tippers.
No tippers. I don't want anyone tipping her.
I can't have an orgasm. I can't have an orgasm.
Unless I get 20 more tippers. Oh, shameless.
Get the fuck out of my room. Get the fuck out of my room.
All right, she can't do it.
I can't.
Well, guess what happens?
I think I hit the wrong room.
That's how the video ends. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, try to do video casts as well. As a matter of fact, this weekend, hopefully I'll have a new video cast for you. Again, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, here we go with the goddamn names. Zaprian Lazanov, a Bulgarian man who had his penis chopped off by his best friend, Luyabomir, while he was demonstrating his martial arts skills, is to help him get a new job so he can pay for a new manhood. The painful incident happened at 61-year-old Mr. Lazanov's flat just outside the city of Plovdiv. There are way too many consonants in that fucking word. Where the two had been getting hammered for most of the day. Mr. Lazanov's friend, Lubomir Todorov, 43, decided it would be a great idea to take a decorative but very real and very sharp samurai sword hanging on the wall to demonstrate his flawless control of a weapon while intoxicated. Not surprisingly, tragedy struck. Specifically struck the man's penis. The result was pretty much inevitable as Mr. Todorov... When I can't pronounce the name, I just pronounce it the way I think and then make my voice go up and down. Todorov... Mr. Todorov began swiping wildly with the sword. Our unfortunate victim picks up the rest of the story. Quote, he told me he was a martial arts expert. He was whizzing it around his head. I went to try and take it off of him before he caused an accident. And then he slashed it in front of me and promptly took off my cock. I thought he'd missed, but then I felt a burning pain and collapsed. He sliced the sword through my trousers and lopped off my penis. Although clearly sad and very unfortunate, the story is also somewhat heartening because Mr. Lazanov's campaign for his pal's release from prison after he was given a 6-year sentence over the incident. He did have something of an ulterior motive, though, to get Mr. Todorov back into employment in order to raise the cash to pay for a brand spanking new chopper. People tell me I was noble to get him released, but I want him to get a job so he can pay the compensation I am due. There is nothing I can do to change what happened. It's in the past. I just hope now, by helping me, it will help me. So there you go. Of course, this news story reminds me of the classic Shop at Home Network blooper where some guy accidentally bangs a... Well, he did it on purpose. He banged a katana sword up against a table, like smacking it to show how hard and how durable it was. And then a piece of the blade flew off and hit the guy. Take a listen to this audio.
1101-1816 is the item number on this one. And the nice thing about these practice katanas... Ow! Oh, that hurt. Oh, that hurt big time. A piece of that just... The tip just got me, Odell.
Odell.
Oh,
here comes Odell to save the day.
All right. A piece of that tip just got me. Oh,
right now, we may need emergency surgery in the studio.
Katanas.
There it goes.
Katanas.
One more time.
Oh,
and again.
Ow.
I love that. Second story we have for you today, this one goes out to all of my careless lesbian listeners. A 24-year-old who was stabbed to death in South Africa is the victim of corrective rape. Now that sounds like the good kind of rape, doesn't it? It's not a brutal raping, it's a corrective rape. It's like corrective surgery. We're just fixing the last rape with some corrective rape. It makes sense to me. Yeah, so a 24-year-old was stabbed to death in South Africa and is a victim of corrective rape, gay activists said Thursday, a crime where men attack lesbians in an attempt to reverse their sexual orientation. Naxolo Nagwaza, sure, was attacked late last month after dropping off her girlfriend in Kwaithema Township near Johannesburg. She was raped, stabbed with broken glass several times. I don't know how that's going to correct her lesbianism, you know, being stabbed with broken glass. She should have just raped her. A good cock is all she needed. Yeah, she was raped, stabbed with broken glass several times, and her face pummeled with rocks, Human Rights Watch said. A beer bottle, a large rock, and used condoms were found on and near her body. At least they're using condoms now in Africa, right? Step in the right direction. Earlier this week, the nation's justice ministry set up a task force to address hate crimes against lesbian, gays, bisexual, and transgender South Africans. The task team was set up after activists worldwide signed an online petition demanding the South African government act to half the attacks. I thought they just wanted to, you know, eliminate 50% of them. The call to petition intensified after Nagwaza's killing. Police in the township where this girl was at said they have not, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, said they have not found any evidence of a hate crime and an investigation is underway, but some gay rights activists disagree. Her attack is a case of corrective rape, said gay rights activist, God damn it, Lydia Kunu. Neighbors said they heard her attackers telling her, "We will take the lesbian out of you." They should have said, "We will fuck the lesbian out of you." They were mocking her and asking her why she acts like a man. Kunu is a community networking organizer of the, another goddamn big word, Ukuhulani Pride Organization Committee, where Nagwaza worked as well. The death has sparked renewed calls for action as rights groups warn of escalated homophobic attacks. In these cases, killing is the end of the spectrum, said, "Really? You're going to do this to me? You are going to do this to me." Siphukazi Mathathathi. Mathathathi. There's a lot of THs in that name. Mathathathi. The South African director for Human Rights Watch. It follows a trail of other problems, rape, violence, problems accessing health care, and violation by police. So there you go. That's what's happening in South Africa. Sounds like a great vacationing destination for you gays and lesbians. Check it out. Final story we have for you today. Now, I read a story, yesterday or the day before, about a guy who was trying to get his child porn pictures developed at Walmart. And, you know, I mean, I don't agree with what pedophiles are doing, but I was giving some friendly advice saying, you want to keep that shit on the DL. You know what I mean? Here's another example of what not to do if you're a pedophile. A 61-year-old Allentown, Pennsylvania man arrested for exposing himself in front of a child Tuesday faces even more charges after police found child porn inside his apartment. Police were dispatched at 4:52 p.m. Tuesday on a report of an exposure in progress, according to court documents. When police arrived, they found John M. Kohler, who lived in the building, lying on his back on the porch. Officers asked Kohler for identification, and he invited them inside. Right there! Right there! If you are a pedophile that has child porn in your house, you probably don't want to invite the popo inside. You know what I'm saying? All right, so he invited them inside his apartment to get the identification, according to court records. Inside, police found several photographs of child pornography, some taped to the walls of his apartment in a makeshift wallpaper. That's right. He had little children cock wallpaper. And the bedboard of his bed pictures were also strewn about. Police, it's just easier to jerk off when the pictures are right in front of you. I like to lay out all my magazines. Police interviewed the victim of the exposure, and she said she saw Kohler on the front porch masturbating to a child passing down the street. Brazen. Police interviewed Kohler at police headquarters, and he admitted to exposing himself to the child outside his apartment. Kohler also admitted to possessing several pictures, like the ones hanging from your goddamn headboard. Yes, he also admitted to possessing videos and files of child pornography in his apartment. Besides the child porn, found taped to his walls and bed. Kohler had some stored in his computer and others on videotapes and DVD. Investigators said more than 50 images have been identified as child pornography. Kohler was charged with 50 counts of possession and child porn and one count each of indecent exposure. So he's being held in prison on $750,000 bail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. This is a new Sideshow Freak. And I'd say that after listening to, I don't know, some 20 episodes or so.
After 20 episodes, you became a Sideshow member. Very good, sir.
Yeah, I guess it's worth it. Yes. Anyway, I just wanted to update you on that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mr. Henson, it's Mike from Top 5 Podcast checking
Hi,
in.
Hi, Mike.
I'm just checking in, letting you know I'm okay. No, but serious. Awesome moment today on the show from this week, or more like the show from last month when you check this voicemail. You're playing the black and white segment. You're playing the two dudes coming. And you played the black dude coming all over the chick. He's making that, no! It's the first time you've ever.
It's also known as a niggergasm.
A weird clip from something and actually recognize what it was from. I've heard that. It's like a compilation of this chick getting tamed upon.
Tamed upon?
Yeah, I thought I'd share that for no fucking reason.
All right, well, thank you very much. Mike from the Top 5 Podcast.
Hey, Tim. A once again loyal Sideshow listener.
Attaboy.
Calling in. I say once again because I got to the point where I had to shutter my own business and I was jobless for a while and literally had no money.
It's okay. Now you've rectified the situation. You signed up again.
Great new job. I subscribed again. You rock. Anyway, what's up with you not playing the train wreck anymore?
I did yesterday, as a matter of fact. You're a Sideshow member. You probably heard it. Just an awful call came through and I played the train wreck sound. I know we haven't done it in a while, even though many of you deserve it.
Hey, Tim, this is Mikey Scar from Brockett's 99 Radio. Listen, is this what you're doing now? You're going to let the Jason Show always plug his crap on your show? I mean, his fucking show is a train wreck. Why do you even let them call in anymore? And you let them all over your forums. That's pretty much the only active user on your forum is fucking Jason.
No, I don't even have my forums up anymore, I don't think. I thought I turned off the forum because I was going to be working on replacing it. You don't know what you're talking about. Look, he called it. Jason called into the voicemail line, plugged his show, and that's it. I mean, come on.
Jagu, Timmy Boo.
They call all the time and plug their shit.
Jagu, Timmy Boo, Sideshow member Banger from Mesa, Arizona.
Hi, Banger.
Just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. That's a great name.
Yes, the Tim Henson Pussy Posse is a very large, powerful group of lady freaks.
By the way. When they combine
their pussies together.
I've been listening to the show for a little over 5 years. How many times have you moved, motherfucker?
I know.
I mean, it has to be at least 5 and maybe less than 10.
Yeah, usually about once a year. I cannot stay in one place.
Good, Tim. It's DV Freak Scotia here.
Yeah.
And
oh, Scotia.
I just came up with an awesome porno idea. I think they should make a porno with Captain Falcon from Star Fox, who Falcon punch by 15 chicks with the extra like little comic thing. Falcon punch!
I have yet to read any Star Fox erotica.
Double.
But that sounds good.
Or,
I don't know if there's a huge market for Star Fox porn, but thank you, Scotia. Scotia is a member of the Tim Henson / Distorted View Pussy Posse.
You go, Timmy Boo. Hi, Joe Member McGoo here. Calling in, quick voicemail, couple of things. Firstly, I don't remember who it was. Somebody called in on the show I just listened to. You're a terrible singer, but I have to disagree with him. He told you to stop. I enjoy it because I laugh at it. It adds to the show. Also,
I'm a good singer.
I've told you about this, I think, 3 times in an email. There's a documentary you need to look up called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's about this coal family, or this whole family in West Virginia, and they're all fucking nuts. So check that out. And
Marijuana
makes your shit funnier, but it makes for terrible voicemail calls. So I would advise your callers to listen to the show high, write their comments down,
and then wait until you
and then call in
down
later so they can have a manageable voicemail
after the high has worn off. Good idea. Good advice.
Hey, Tim Boo. This is your
super sideshow freak, Chantal, calling in.
Hi, Chantal.
I live in a really weird town in New Mexico called Truth or Consequences.
What?
And lately, a lot of really crazy shit has been happening, and I just had to call and tell you about
it. You live in a town named Truth or Consequences.
I'll start off with the light story. Today, I saw an adult on a three-wheel bicycle driving across a very busy intersection in a helmet and a construction worker orange cape.
That's distorted view material right there.
And when I got
Pix
close,
and Vid next time, come on, what's wrong with you?
I realized they also had a license plate that said, get this, you have Brendan Season. So the retard looked cute.
Wow.
And as the other says, this is pretty fucking crazy.
Oh,
like,
no, your phone is crapping out.
No.
Sorry, no, we can't do that.
Hey, Tim. It's Chris from Fort Huachuca, Arizona, lifetime
hey, Chris,
member.
Very important news.
And I had two questions. First of which is, well, let me preface the question by saying, you know how a lot of broads have a rape fantasy?
Yes, I do know that a lot of broads have rape fantasies. We all know that, Chris. What are you talking about?
Does that apply to queers as well? Like, do a lot of queers have a like a butt rape fantasy where they get cornered in the shower or something like that?
Second question. I don't know. If you are a gay that has rape fantasies, voicemail it.
Okay, your memory is shit. And everybody knows this, and you admit this freely.
Right.
But if you can't remember anything that you do, is your life really, you know, worth living? Because you're just kind of like a, you know, a vessel that's empty, really.
Well, I remember doing things. I just don't remember details.
Day to day, you can remember, like, what, maybe taking a shit or something, but not much else. So I just didn't know if you really thought that it was really worth doing, after all.
You want to kill me, don't you?
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Anti-Tank Duck. Long-time listener, first-time caller,
freestyle,
freeloader, all that shit.
Yes.
I just saw my first Tonetta video. Now, I hate Tonetta. Every time you play Tonetta, I fast-forward because this fucking music is just
awesome,
ungodly
man.
Annoying.
No, you're wrong.
It's like the fucking automatic bullshit, you know, that a keyboard plays that you get to play a melody on top of or something, and he just sings this horrible music. But seeing his video, I understand the appeal now, because I was laughing my ass off. The guy's a fucking horror show. I wanted to touch on a couple other topics real fast. Bunny crushing.
Wait a second.
I don't mind it.
Before you actually make that point, how could you say this is not quality audio entertainment? Domino's or Pizza Hut use this.
We go out, it's
if the Double Dream Hand guy can get a commercial,
bye.
Tonetta should be able to
me this and that and
sing for Domino's.
When we return, my wallet learns, my girl's my personal whore.
Personal whore. I mean, he could rework some of the lyrics to make it more pizza friendly.
Yummy, 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 yummy pizza. Yummy, 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 yummy.
So very stupid. All right, make your second point about the bunny crush. What are you talking about? Doesn't you don't mind it?
The bunny crushing? I don't mind it. I don't like seeing animals being abused, but
oh, no one
you know
does.
Rabbits. I've seen people just pick up baby bunnies and they make that exact same noise. I mean, that's like their default I'm in distress sound.
Oh.
I know there's video of a cat being suffocated. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to see it, so I didn't watch it. Big fucking deal.
BFD, man.
If you don't
want to
see this shit, don't watch it.
Oh, no. That's a good attitude to take, sir.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's David from formerly from TLA Raw.
Oh.
I have an easy pass. This is one of those government-issued things that lets you get through tolls and bridges quickly. And there's a phone number on the back that you can call to refill your account.
Okay.
And when I called that number, guess what I got? The Philadelphia phone sex line that you referred to on a show from last week.
Huh.
And if I wasn't paying attention, I might have given them my credit card number. You know,
really? You can't tell the difference between, you know, an easy pass line and then some whore talking to you? Stick your dick in my breast after you enter your credit card number now. All right. Thank you very much, David, from TLA Raw. What are you doing now, David? I remember when you were with TLA Raw and I had that little advertising click grid and TLA Raw sponsored a couple squares there. I mean, AdamandEve.com is a way better company. And by the way, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK, plus 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. Mother's Day is just around the corner. Get her a fucking vibrator.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Lather calling.
That's what
she needs. Listening to the April 20th show,
big,
and it gave me a wonderful golden idea that I'd like to pass along to you.
Yes.
It regards the story of a president elect of the medical college or some such who got in trouble for writing an editorial about the positive benefits of semen on heterosexual women, about how there are certain chemicals within it that...
Yeah, I read that story
benefits.
On the show.
After they partake of it.
I did that already.
So my golden idea is this. Oh. You need to get together with a pharmaceutical company to produce Jizanol.
Yeah, so you're saying I should start marketing my semen?
Pill that's got all of those medicinal benefits and none of the muss and fuss.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be any problem for a guy.
I think it's time Jagu.net, the online store of Distorted View, gets a little makeover.
Interview with Raymond 14, right? wait.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that interview. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
Shut the fuck up. Just get.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Donald, you want to give me your version of the story again?
I was asleep. I got woke up to her yelling.
Okay.
That's why I went downstairs.
What was she yelling about?
She's been yelling all fucking day.
Okay. Why?
Because she's on the rag.
Oh.
I got to go through this shit every fucking month.